Oh. Hello. Hello, everyone. It is Coach MJ with the light coming in. I may have to go close my window. That is very strange. It was not doing this earlier. Woo. Let me close my window, y'all. Oh, goodness. All the light is coming in. Did that help? Do I look like a rainbow to y'all? I look like a rainbow to me. Tell me if I look like a rainbow or if that is just, I do look like a rainbow. Okay, let me try this other blind. I was like, hold on a second, y'all. The light with this time change, it must just be hitting me right at this minute. Oh, that's better. That is so much better. I'm here, everyone. Sorry about that. Whoops. Hello, everyone. To everyone who is new, welcome. I am Coach MJ, in case you have not seen me or heard anything about me. Yes, so if this is your first Zoom call, this is a coaching call. So it's open coaching for anyone that wants to be coached. So if anybody's nervous about being on Zoom, I cannot see anyone. Right now, I am like just talking to myself. That's what it looks like. So it's almost like whenever you're on a Facebook Live and you see Corinne and Corinne does not see you. But what happens is if you want to be coached, you can go down to the bottom of your screen and raise your hand. I will be here for 2 hours and I will coach as many people as I can. So I will just keep coaching for 2 hours. I will go down the list of people to coach. And at that point, I will bring you up onto the screen. So make sure that if you raise your hand, you mean to raise your hand because I will call on you and then we will all be able to see you. I'll be able to see you. You will be able to see me. We can all hear you, but I will be the only, but, and everybody can see you, but you will only be seeing me. You won't see everybody that's on here. So I hope that was good. And then if you want to chat with your fellow members, you go over into the chat and make sure at the bottom it says, usually when you first pull it up, it says all panelists, but you want to click on that and select all panelists and attendees so that everybody can. Here, can see what you're saying. So, and then there is a Q&A box in between coaching. If I have time, I will answer the Q&As. So, if you have a Q&A and I do not get to it tonight, never fear. You have Q&A with Corinne tomorrow night in the Facebook group. So, if for some reason I get super busy with coaching and I'm not able to answer your questions, you can just take them over to Corinne tomorrow night, or you can always post in Ask Coaches. So, Ask Coaches is on the website under Get Coached, and you go down and it'll say Ask a Coach a Question. We say that we will be answering your question within 48 hours, but normally it's 24. We usually have a fairly good quick turnaround. So, you can put any questions in there about anything, questions you have about planning, anything you want. We're always there for you to answer any questions that you have. So, all right, without further ado, after the rainbow lighting, I am, we can start coaching. We already have a couple people who have raised their hand. Azizi, let me see, promote to panelists. So I'm pulling Azizi up. All right, let's see what happens. Hello.
Hi, how are
Hello.
you?
It is good to see your face because you're on every call, and I love that so very much. But I did not know who you were, and now I know who you are, and it makes me happy.
This is me. This is me. I'm having like a little bit of anxiety
What?
because honestly, I feel like people are going to be irritated with me even asking what I'm going to ask you or talking about what I'm going to talk about.
Why? Nobody's going to be aggravated.
Well, okay. So I guess I'm aggravated with myself.
Okay.
So I will just give you all the background. I am 34 and I first did Weight Watchers when I was 17. So like on and off, I've done it so many times, like made lifetime status. So that's like you hit your goal, you maintain it for like 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah. I had my daughter 4 years ago and I was 213 pounds the day I gave birth, which was like crazy to me. And I did lose 55 pounds on it.
Okay.
Thing is, I feel like I was always yo-yoing because I feel like I kind of knew how to like manipulate it, if you will, mm-hmm. like get the most food for my buck, or like, oh, I'm going to have like a cheat day on like Saturday, because then I have the whole week to make it up, blah, blah, blah. So fast forward, I started PMP in January. And I feel like January was great. I was super dedicated. I had my accountability groups. I lost 6 pounds, which was like great for me because I hadn't lost anything really on Weight Watchers like within the past year. But I feel like the past month has been really hard for me with PMP. Wow. Like I'm doing my plans. So I think it's different things. Honestly, I feel like I'm used to the restriction and there's so much freedom. So that's like one thing. And it sounds stupid to me, like out loud, I'm like, girl, that's crazy. But, I've never really, and I've like been coached by Betsy on this. I've never really like trusted my body because Weight Watchers, it doesn't teach you like, oh, just make a plan of things you want to eat and then you lose weight. So I think what it is like a mental thing and I'm like tripping myself up. I will not even lie. I joined Weight Watchers last week online.
Did you ask this? You asked this and asked coaches.
I asked it. So okay. I will not even lie. I joined it, canceled it. Like, oh, I don't need this. Then I joined it again. Okay. Then I joined it again like a crazy person.
Because it's worked and, every time, right?
I mean,
that's
no, obviously that. So well. Obviously that.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, I don't know what it like, I don't know why. I don't really know what it is. And now I'm driving myself crazy because the past few days I've been like writing my plan, tracking on Weight Watchers. And then honestly, like, I feel like I just feel like shit. Like, I feel so bad about myself. My self-talk is horrible. And I'm like spiraling and I'm over it.
Why does PMP have so much freedom? What are you free to do?
Eat what you want.
But how do you eat what you want?
So you make a plan and you put all your foods on there that you want to eat.
And then you're hungry and you stop when you're satisfied.
Yes. I was not doing that last week. Oh, and I gained 5 pounds last week. Just
yeah. Out. You were missing a key part. That's
the, I guess so.
That's it. You know what foods to eat.
Yeah.
You know exactly what to eat. You know what is going to work for your body.
Yeah.
Because you've lost weight.
This is true.
The plan is not what worked. You were like, I'm all in. I can do this. If you go back to when you were successful at Weight Watchers, it was not mm-hmm. the Weight Watchers plan that was successful. It was the thoughts you were having when you were doing it.
Yeah.
I can handle this like a boss. I'm going to lose all this weight. I'm going to like, I'm determined to do it this time. I'm going to stick with it. All that kind of stuff. That's what gave you the weight loss. It was not Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say like now I have horrible, horrible thoughts about things. Like even my accountability groups, like I'm starting to feel bad for them because I'm like, oh my God, this is like therapy session.
So what are you thinking about it?
Honestly, like I'm starting to think like I'll never be able to commit to any program. Because it's like, I'll start something and then I'll quit like the next day, like hence joining Weight Watchers and canceling it the next day. That I won't lose the last 20 pounds because I haven't been able to lose it. That I don't have control over, like obviously you have control over what you put in your mouth.
Right.
But I don't know what it is. It's like, I feel like I'm creating such a drama about it. And it's like,
I agree.
I know I am, like 1,000%. And for me, it's really like, I just want to get out of these thoughts. Like, I'm going to try not to cry on this call because I don't want to. But my thoughts are horrible. And then honestly, it'll like ruin my entire day.
Yeah. I mean, because you're talking
and that's not, like, yourself. Yes.
I mean, yeah, it makes you feel terrible all the way around, right?
Yeah. And then I think, like, for me, because there's so many, sorry, I have these podcast notifications, so many good, like, things to utilize in PMP that I'm like, well, do I do the self-love course or do I do no BS all over again?
You
know what?
You get the basics.
Okay.
I mean, until you are rock solid in the basics, you don't move forward.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, until you can keep a commitment to yourself, until you're solid on the four basics, until you know what you're, I mean, you know, you're working at least on your 2-2.
Yeah.
You just keep repeating. You know, Corinne always says you only get, like, the first time you listen to something, you retain about 20% of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when she, you know, I go through it periodically. Like, we go in and check the, you know, the videos and stuff, and I listen to stuff. And sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, never heard it that way before. And hell, I've listened to it.
Yeah.
But I hear something. I'm like, oh, my God, is this new? No, it's not new.
Like, I never heard this. Did she sneak that in there?
Yeah. But your brain hears what it's ready to hear at that time.
So yeah.
You hear an idea, grab onto that idea. And then, like, the rest of it is just background noise because your mind is, like, spinning on what you just heard. And then when you go back and hear it again, you already know that one piece that you grabbed onto before. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, now I can hear this other stuff.
Yeah. So kind of start with no BS all over again, or, like, the orientation. Okay.
Yeah, always. And that new weight loss quick start is awesome. I listened to it last night myself, and it was awesome.
I started, like, the first two videos, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you look so cute. Like, I feel like I was distracted because your outfit was so cute.
All right. We're going to talk about – let's talk about this. So PMP is your circumstance. That's the one that you're not committing to.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about it? You said it's too much freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much freedom.
That sounds so crazy. Looking at this, I feel crazy.
I apologize to all the new people. I am the worst scribe in this tribe. It is, I'm the worst. Corinne
I can read it. Me.
Betsy's the best. And Kathy's next to the best. Oh,
so I can read it. It looks great.
Whenever you think, so this is for all the newbies. So I'll slow it down a little bit. This is all in phase two of no BS. The circumstance is the fact that everybody is going to agree on. So PMP, she's in PMP. We all agree that that is the truth. This is what she is thinking about the no BS. Oh, we'll do that. We'll change it to no BS. Because, you know, now we are hashtag no BS women. So we'll change this. No BS. All right. Whenever we talk about no BS, following the four basics, and you think it's just too much freedom, how does that make you feel?
Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
I feel like I must sound like the craziest ass right now, but oh well.
You don't sound like crazy ass.
Okay.
So whenever you're overwhelmed, what do you do or not do?
Oh, well, I could tell you. I start eating whatever I see.
All.
Eat it all. Talk shit to myself.
Okay. I'm going to put FGT, fat girl thinking.
Yes. Oh, yeah, like times 1,000. And just, I guess, it's FGT, really. I would say those are probably like the two things.
No hunger scale.
No hunger scale.
Are you making a plan?
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing I will say with my perfectionist.
Are you following your plan?
No, not every day.
Don't follow. You doing discovery worksheets?
So I was doing them. Okay, I'm going to blame this on coronavirus. I'm not even going to lie. I don't have a printer at home.
Okay.
And I used to go to Staples, but now I'm like, I don't want to be in Staples with a germ. So I have two discovery worksheets left.
And what is going to keep you from getting out a piece of paper
and just writing it out?
And just writing the answer.
Well, I did do that the other day. I will say that. So I did have a plan E.
Okay,
and
so
I did
you're half-assing your discovery worksheet.
Quarter-assing it, if that.
You're eighth-assing it.
Yes, eighth-ass.
So the result that you are getting?
Gained 5 pounds.
No, well, I mean, you gained weight.
Oh.
But your result is that you're giving yourself freedom from your goals.
Yeah.
You
oh, yeah, because the
yourself
result.
From doing anything to get to your goals. You're free.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't feel very free. I feel very stressed out.
That is
and upset.
Whole, right. That is what happens whenever you're in overwhelm.
Yeah.
Nothing good comes from overwhelm. What is the best way to get out of overwhelm?
Do just one thing at a time.
One thing at a time. What can you do today? That is why it's in your planner. What can I do today to make weight loss easy?
Do you know that's like the hardest thing for me to answer in that planner?
What?
Everything else, I'm like, oh. Because I overthink it. Because I'm like, Because it'll always be something food related. I'm like, eat less carbs. Or, you know, and that's to me not realistic. So I guess one thing, it could be water. Could be water. I'm not even gonna lie. I've also been shitty with my water because I'm like, I don't have Crystal Light. I don't have the tea that I like to drink. Ugh, plain water. It's like just horrible.
It's just,
I'm so dramatic about it.
This.
Huh?
It's just, I mean, you're just shitting all over yourself.
Basically.
But I tell you, if you can't follow a plan that you make up your own self, what makes you think you're going to follow Oprah's plan?
I'm not.
You're
I
not.
Guess. I told you I felt crazy. But I needed to be on here because I'm like, I just need the real.
This is what I'm going to show you. You are not crazy at all. You just have a thought that are running through your head that you are choosing to believe.
How do I stop doing that?
You and this is what I see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, I've done my model and I have my brand new thought. It's shiny and it's got rainbows all over it. And it's like the best thought ever. Like, I'm going to do this. That's my new thought. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Right?
And you write it down in your planner and then you close up your planner. That's the last time you think of that damn thought. It's gone. It's in your planner, locked up. And then 5 minutes later, you see something you want to eat. And you're like, this is just, it's just too much freedom.
It's just too much. I better eat this.
But you have that new thought. You have to practice your new thought as many times as you have practiced your old thought. So what are you going to do to remember your thought?
Well, I guess I could take a picture of what my thought is.
You can make it your screensaver on your phone.
Okay.
I have got sticky notes all over my refrigerator. You know, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I always ask myself, when I started running, this became my mantra. How bad do I want it? Pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got 12 stickies right here.
What are your stickies about? Are they your thoughts?
My mouth wants it, but my future doesn't.
Ooh, I like that one.
You did not come this far to only come this far. Don't commit to the weight loss. Commit to the process. My body and mind is the vehicle to my future self.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the don't commit to the weight loss.
How long will you put off what you're capable of doing just to continue what you are comfortable doing?
Ooh.
Like, I have it everywhere. It's everywhere.
Did you ever have like problems with this when you first started, like the thought
part? Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like that's the hardest part for me. And it sounds so sad to be like, it's so hard for me to have a positive thought. That is so sad.
Do you have people that live with you?
My 4-year-old daughter and my boyfriend.
I would have shit all over my apartment, my house. It is. I have a wine cooler and it says, is this on your plan? I have nuts that I need to grab ass. And I put on top of it, did you write this down? On my refrigerator. Is this worth the time it will take you to lose the weight?
Oh, well, shit. Yeah, I guess I should do that because then when I see that, that's the thing.
I put my new thoughts where I would see them.
Yeah.
You don't just put them in a plan and be like, there's my new thought. The old thought is gone.
My new thought is so amazing.
If you have been practicing a thought,
yeah,
I'm never going to lose this last 20 pounds. This is so hard. I'm never going to be able to get this. And you have one thought that you're like, that's sitting in a notebook somewhere. And all these other thoughts are just running on a loop in your head. They're going to keep running on a loop in your head. And then you hear it. I'm never going to lose this last 20 pounds. You start hearing that thought.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I used to think that, but now I'm thinking whatever.
Yeah.
And it will come up 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 and you will be tired and you will remind yourself again.
Yeah.
And every day you say, a person who is figuring this out, what do they do? And then if it's follow your hunger scale, I am choosing to leave these 2 bites on my plate because I'm a person who is willing to do whatever it takes to lose this last 20 pounds. You keep reminding yourself. You tie those new actions to the thought that you're wanting to think.
Yeah. Because I think like what I've been doing through this past week, because obviously everyone I think now is at home, but I'm in California. So it's like last Monday, they were like, you have to stay in your house basically. Mm-hmm. So I think there was that stress. And then I had like some family stress. And I think I just, honestly, I've been using it as an excuse. So it's like the leaving 2 bites behind, I'm fine, but I've been eating when I'm not hungry. Yeah. And I used to be so good. I'd be like, are you hungry? And if I wasn't, I wouldn't eat. And then I would only eat until, I don't know. It's like, I remember Karen saying something about like, you should be able to do the downward dog without feeling uncomfortable. So like that always worked. But I guess I just let go of those like good thoughts. And I've just been over here in my little despair.
The new thoughts are not your habit thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, think about how long it takes to develop a habit that you just want to do. Like, you know, whatever it is. Like, I need to leave home by this time. You change jobs and you have to leave earlier. It takes a while to get in a habit.
Yeah.
To figure out, like, what needs to happen? How do I need to get up earlier? All that stuff. Like, it's logistical. Or, like, even biting your nails or something that you have a habit of. How many times do you have to catch yourself to stop biting your nails? It's all day long. Sometimes you bite your nails and you don't even remember biting them. So you're not going to catch every thought.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch every thought. You're going to catch the ones that you can and keep reminding yourself of the new thoughts.
Okay. I need to do that sticky note thing. Because honestly, it's like I only look at my plan like twice a day, like once in the morning, once at night. So I'm only seeing that thought like twice a day, you know? So I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But it has to be like, you have to be like laser focused on this new thought you want to think.
Yeah. Okay.
And where are you willing to, what are you willing to do? Like, how are you going to, you could set reminders on your phone. I had reminders on my phone set.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what would your future self tell you right now? You know, what am I thankful for right this minute?
See, that future self thing is always so hard for me because I'm like, I don't know. It's hard for me to think of myself in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a different person.
Your future self is you tonight going to bed.
Okay.
What are you going to do tonight, today, to make her proud going to bed tonight? That's your future self.
Yeah.
Whenever I make my coffee at night and I put it on my, you know, it's set to make in the morning.
Yeah.
That's me taking care of my future self. The one in the morning who does not want to get up out of bed and gets to smell the coffee and be like, oh, yeah. It is worth it.
Thank God I did it last night. See, I guess when I think of future self, I start thinking like the future self when I lose weight or something. And I'm like, I can't think that far ahead. But if it's just like the future self of tomorrow, then I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Start there.
I didn't realize.
Work your way up.
Okay.
Yes. So what is your plan moving forward? Where are you putting all these thoughts that you're going to come up with?
Well, I'm going to do a lot of stickies. Like you've suggested. I like the thing about putting the stickies on the food too, because that's really where I'll have to look at it and be like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to eat this trail mix or like whatever it is, right? But then also as a screensaver, because I know like for me sometimes if I'm just out even, like yesterday, all my accountability groups know this, I was having a very bad day. And it was just negative fat. So I'm like, I should have had a sticky in the car, but I should have had one on my phone so I could constantly look and see like, oh, okay, this is what my thought is going to be. Like, I need to think this instead.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's so easy to be negative, but I don't want to be negative all the time. I want to be a skinny bitch who's very positive.
Surround yourself with it.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. If you've always had, like, beat down, nasty thoughts about yourself, you have to be super intentional to change that.
Yeah.
It has to be your job. I mean, you have got to want it so bad and put it in front of you all the time. So that you remember that.
Yeah.
So that your brain can start going to that.
That's true. Because I've never had to do this before. Like, I'm sure, like, most of the people who've signed up for PMP, I never had to think about anything before. Like this. You know, so now I'm like, oh, my God, I am really mean to myself.
Yeah, it's amazing. But the beautiful thing is, it's you're the one that's being like talking down to yourself. You can just as easily talk kindly to yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if it's you, you can always change that. That's like the best news ever.
That is true. I never even thought about that.
That's why I'm here.
Thank you. See, that's why I need to be coached. With all my anxiety and everything.
Well, it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you for helping me.
All right.
Okay, bye.
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 You know, I'm terrible with this. Hold on. Y'all were asking. Y'all know I don't remember how to let her down. I haven't done one of these in a minute. Oh, here we go. Attendee. So I had somebody wanted me to reread the quote. How long? Here it is right here. How long will you put off what you are capable of doing just to continue what you are comfortable doing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's comfortable just to talk shit to yourself, but it's not always the best thing, right? It's not always helpful. So, I'm gonna write this down a minute. All right. Let's see who is next. Kathy. Kathy, I hope you are not on the toilet. That's all I have to say. Hello, Kathy. Hello.
Hey. Hi.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Got up this morning. I just need some help with my thought work today.
Okay.
I got up this morning, started sneezing, had a headache, and a sore throat.
Okay.
And I've been watching the grandkids. And so I told them last night I wasn't feeling well, and they didn't come over. But now it looks like I'm going to be spending a lot of time by myself. So I wrote out this model.
What is that noise? Is that
That's my golden retriever who gave me this black eye by pulling me down on the ground.
Oh my goodness, Kathy.
And she has got her favorite toy.
Oh, okay. I was like, you don't have grandkids. It sounds like a child back there. Okay.
She is like a child. She is. Believe you me. So I put the sneezing and stuff in the circumstance, and then my thought is, oh boy, confinement, it got just a little more real. And when I think that, it's worry. And when I worry, I don't do nothing. There's no action, no nothing. And then my result is I get nothing because I do nothing. That's my unintentional. My intentional is the same circumstance. And then for my thought, I just want to think that I just have a cold. And when I think I have a cold, my feeling is confident. And my thought is I can figure how to take care of myself. I've been taking care of myself for 60 years now. And so my result is I take care of my cold. Now, am I having a problem? Why am I staying up at night?
Because you don't believe I just have a cold.
I have to work on the belief of my thought.
Why don't we work on, so what's your unintentional thought? Oh boy, confinement just got real.
Got real.
Yeah. So why don't we, instead of, you know, whenever you said like in your action line, I can take care of myself. I've been taking care of myself for 60 years. Or I can take care. When you said that, your face kind of lit up a little bit.
Yeah.
You like that thought. That's actually a thought. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I would change my, because you could see it in your face. You buy into that.
You're right.
Like, that is actually a thought that you can, like, you're grabbing onto it and you're like, I got this thought and it is helping me a lot. And I believe it.
And that's what I'll have to hang on to get through this.
Yeah. But you know what? Get through, you know, you don't know what it is.
Exactly.
You don't have a clue what it is. Exactly. You could be, where you live, Kathy?
Ohio.
Well, I don't know. Here in the South, we have the allergies and everybody is sneezing.
Yeah.
My car is yellow. Everybody is sneezing. Everybody has got the crud right now. Not the corona crud, but the allergy crud.
You're right.
So when you think the thought, like you woke up, you were sneezing, sore throat, blah, blah, blah. And you think, I can take care of this. I've been taking care of myself for 60 years. How does that make you feel?
Confident.
Yeah. And then what do you do whenever you feel confident?
I continue to work on myself. I mean, I continue to take care of myself and my things. And I just don't want to take a chance with the grandkids. I'll just say no to them.
Yeah. You keep yourself safe. You keep everyone else safe. Maybe you're going to increase your water. Maybe you're going to get a little bit of extra rest.
Yes.
Right? You're going to eat healthy so you can stay healthy. You're going to follow your four basics. Listen to your body. Right?
Yeah.
And your result is no matter what, you take care of yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Does that thought make your whole face has changed?
Well, it's. Yeah, because I'm by myself, I don't have anybody to talk to. This is so much better. Yes, yes. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Take care of yourself. You are going to be handling it like a boss.
Yes, MJ. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let me write this down. All right. I will answer one of the Q&A questions right quick. From Laura, I am putting ice cream and alcohol on my plan every day. I don't have any of it some days and some days I do. Is it wrong for me to put it on my plan just in case? Absolutely not. Nope, you absolutely can. And then whenever you want to start leveling up, then maybe you can decide just not to put it on some days and see what happens. But it's absolutely, you are on plan. If you have a list of things that you're going to eat and some snacks, and then you end up not eating them because you just weren't hungry or whatever, then you're still on plan. So that is absolutely fine, Laura. All right. Um, Michael Allen, 12. Let's see who this is. Hello. Hey, I just asked to start your video. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, Michelle.
Yes.
Oh, I can see now. I saw the E's and the A's and it looked like Michael.
Sorry.
That's my bad. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. What are we coaching on this evening?
So for me, it's all about the fact that I've been with B&B since September.
Okay.
I started Weight Watchers prior to that in June. And then I did Weight Watchers like several years ago, like in my 20s, like good 10 years ago. And I was, you know, trying to lose weight and I started off pretty successful. Over the summer, I lost about, I don't know, 5 or 10 pounds, something like that. Then when I started P&P in September and then got going in the fall, I lost like another 5. I was down 15 pounds total. A little roll. I felt like I was doing pretty good. It wasn't, you know, perfect the whole time by any means, but I was kind of going. And then the holidays, it started out okay. By that second week in between like Christmas and New Year's, I kind of fell off. And then ever since I've just kind of been gaining. And then I did have a good spurt a few weeks where I got back into it. I was really doing the things and then I fell off again. And if I look holistically, I would say that my issue is I'm either all or nothing. So I'm either completely all in, I got my planner every day, I'm checking in my accountability group, I'm, you know, walking around talking to myself, like, we're not eating that, this will work more, you know, the whole thing. Or I'm chilling on the couch with like some wine and chocolate cookies, it's wine and cookies. And I haven't even touched the planner in days. And this like stopping and starting has probably been like, because I've been trying to lose weight now for several years, has probably been just like pretty standard.
So what does your plan look like whenever you're all in?
Right now it's pretty simple. It says weight loss protocol or 2x2 most days, weight loss protocol. I came up with, like, I created like this whole protocol that I follow. The 2x2 means I can have anything I want that won't like trigger my IBS from, you know, from 2x2. And then I do the things I always try to write down are desserts and the number of drinks. So I'll say like no wine or 2 to 3 glasses of wine, or I'll say, you know, one dessert. Or
so what's on your plan today? What does it look like?
It said weight loss protocol for...
What is weight loss protocol? Tell me about your weight loss protocol.
So it's supposed to be like a protein, like healthy vegetables, a carb, like one carb. It's something supposed to be something that I feel is like a healthy choice, as opposed to like I put things I can't have, like fried foods, heavy cream, a lot of pasta, stuff like that.
So why are you not writing a plan, like like the stuff down you want to eat?
You mean like very specific?
Yeah, like, I mean, I have like vegetable soup on my plan tonight.
So if I got that specific, I was having like a hard time sticking to it, to say like, yeah, exactly vegetable soup. Like today is date night sushi. So dinner does actually say sushi because I like consistently have sushi every Wednesday. But there's very few things like that that are that consistent.
But you're having a hard time following it like it is.
Well, when I'm on, no. I mean, I stay within what I deem to be the protocol.
Right. But you don't stay on.
No.
Yeah. So why not? What are your thoughts? Like when you get up and you're like, I'm not making a plan today. You know, whatever it is. I'm done today. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing the things. What are your thoughts about that?
It's normally just a stressful day. Whatever it is, it's just a stressful day. And I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. I had to do all these other things. I don't feel like doing this right now.
So do you write your plan at night?
I write the plan at night, but that's half the issue because sleep is probably the hardest thing for me on the basics. But I do normally write the plan at night, and I'm either like in it that night. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna take the time to write this out, or I'm exhausted and I'm tired. And I'm like, you know.
Have you ever tried to write it in the morning?
Sometimes I have. So like when I'm really serious, if I missed it at night, then I would still wake up in the morning and write it as well. I also use the weekly plan. So that way, as long as I wrote it out for the week, I'm just supposed to stick to whatever I wrote unless I had, you know, changed it.
So when you're planning, you have success?
Yes, when I'm planning, I have success.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not just planning. When I'm planning, I'm writing the plan. I'm writing
it. All in.
I'm assessing it. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm even trying the water thing. What I do for the water is I just do the whole pail, just trying to get the pail yellow. I'm not necessarily worried about all these ounces. I'm just trying to get pail yellow. And for sleep, I'm just trying to get like at least 6.5. I haven't quite made the 7, but trying to, yeah.
So what you're telling me is it doesn't have to be perfect. Right, but you're saying I'm either all in doing all the things or I'm doing nothing. But you're already not following it to a T, and you're fine with that. I'm just getting 7.5 hours of sleep. I'm not really counting my water. I just drink till it's a pale yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So the all or nothing is just the excuse that you're using.
Okay.
It either has to be perfect or not, but you're even when you're planning and when you're on it, you're not doing it perfectly. So it doesn't.
Yeah, in my mind, it doesn't feel like it has to be perfect. It feels like I have to have like the mental capacity for it or not, I guess is what.
Look, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like it doesn't take mental capacity. It takes a commitment. I'm going to leave these 2 bites behind. I'm going to wait 10 more minutes to start eating.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it takes. So we'll do the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll do following a plan. You know I'm terrible at this.
That's okay. My phone. I was sitting and
I'm off on this right thing. I'll say all the words so you can, whatever. Whenever I talk about you following the plan, what do you think about that?
What do I think about following the plan? I mean, takes work.
Okay. And how do you, whenever you think, you know, that the plan takes work, how does that make you feel?
Stressed out, overwhelmed.
There's a lot of overwhelm. There's a lot. I got a lot of overwhelm in here.
Yeah.
So your actions are you stop planning. You stop doing the 4 basics. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you beat yourself up over it?
Yes and no. Not while I'm off of it. Probably not till I go back. Do I?
Yeah. So you do beat yourself up.
It's upstairs. So I don't know. At that point I've quit. So I don't know that I'm like, one way or the other.
Okay. Yeah. And then your result is you don't do the work that it takes to lose the weight.
Yeah, because see, like, I feel like this is my life. Like, I'm sitting here, and I was upstairs, and my phone was propped up perfectly, and it was charging, and I was ready to go under the rare chance that I actually got called on. And then my husband and my daughter were in the background, and I was paranoid they were going to make a noise. So I came running down the basement. Of course, that's like the moment that you call on me. Now the phone is on the slippery glass top. It won't sit still. And now my husband still comes down and complains to the stupid charger. So then when all these things happen, I'm done. I'm done for that day.
Oh, yeah. So he came downstairs.
Because it's like, how am I supposed to deal with all these other things and continue to have
all these other things? You changed location and your husband said some words.
Yes.
I mean, what happened? Nothing happened.
In my mind, it's a reminder of the fact that I feel like I have so many other things. And then it's like, where am I supposed to find this time, you know, to like be committing to me and all this? I mean, my God, like I got to take care of my job.
Okay, cool. All right. Writing your plan and assessing your plan, that's 5 minutes of your day.
Yes, but like that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you can go spinning off and being like, but then I want to do the weekly assessment, and then I want to do this, and then I want to do, you don't have to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, to have a jug of water with you and drink it, that does not take time out of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And Corinne, I heard her saying the other day, it actually takes you longer to overeat and eat when you're not hungry. I mean, if your time is so precious, just eat between the twos and save yourself some minutes.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you're acting like all of this stuff is happening to you. I mean, your husband is his house. He just came down and said some words. We're still coaching. Nobody's on the chat judging you. You're still getting coached. Everything is like it's supposed to be. Everything is fine.
Right.
Nothing terrible happened. So you're in the basement instead of the phone being propped up. I mean, it did not take away from your coaching.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
I have to be able to find the time to plan and to commit to myself, no matter what I feel these distractions are. That I know.
So how are you going to do that?
So I was working with my accountability group on trying, when I feel like I'm stressed out, rather than quitting, to write a better plan, not just one for you, but one for, okay, these are things I have to get through today, and it's time to get them.
Yeah. And look, that's what it is always, my next best decision. And it's never going to be, you know, do three discovery worksheets, a weekly plan, a monthly plan, and three TDLs and a model.
Right.
It's going to be leave a bite. Drink a glass of water. It's that simple. It is not like pile more crap on top of overwhelm. It is do one thing. What does Corinne say? Why fuck up the day when you can save it? Don't throw it all away.
Right. Yeah, I'm real good at throwing that baby out with the bathwater because I'm just sitting on both. Yeah.
You have to do one thing. One thing. That's what gets you out of overwhelm. Always, always, always. One thing. Mm-hmm. And every time you do that one thing, I want you to say, I am choosing to do this for me.
Okay.
You don't ever have to write a plan. You don't ever have to drink your water. You don't ever have to do any of that. You never have to eat to your twos. Every time you do that, you are choosing yourself. That is self-care for you. Because you're saying, when am I going to have time for myself? Every time that you leave a bite behind on your plate, that's your self-care. That is you having time for you. When you decide to have water, that is you choosing to do that for you. That is your self-care. That is you putting you first. It is not an elaborate, time-consuming whatever.
That's fair, because I don't count those as...
That's you loving on you. That is you loving on you. And when you start to look at it like that, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, no matter if it went exactly like you wanted it to or not, you chose to get on this call because you wanted to get coached. That is you loving on you. Because you know why? Because you matter to yourself. You were so important to you today that you were like, you know what? I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, I can choose. Like today for lunch, I did choose carrots instead of chips. And I guess that would count as me doing something for me.
Loving you. Yeah. That is 100% you taking care of yourself.
Sorry, I'm not like this at all. I'm not very adverse.
I think whenever you finally realize that, like, you can look at everything, you know, moms and wives and whatever else and employees and everything, you're like, I'm being pulled in so many different, I don't have time for myself. I don't have whatever. But when you decide that every bit of this can be self-care and self-love, it changes everything.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't have to be elaborate.
One step, really simple.
Really simple. Do one thing. Yeah. You can do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your date night and your sushi.
Yes, I will. All right.
That's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Let's see if this works. I know Zoom is running slow, y'all. Zoom is running slow. Oh, it worked. All right, y'all. I will, let's see, we got several people with their hands raised. I have to write this down. Because you don't have to write these up. This is how it gets onto the website and the podcast. And I need to remember what I've done.
What I've done.
All right. I'll answer a question. It's anonymous. I keep having the thought, what's the point? How can I create a new thought to counter that? I would sit down and I would ask, what's the point? What is the point? The point is to lose weight. The point is to be healthy. The point is to learn how to keep promises to myself. The point is to learn how to love myself. The point is to reach my goals. The point is to learn how to speak kinder to myself. The point is to develop a better relationship with food. That's what the point is. That's exactly what I would tell myself. I mean, those are your, you know, that is the point. And I would just remind myself of that over and over and over again. That is a great question. You know, it keeps us like, why am I here? I need to be moving in the right direction. That's a great question to ask yourself. Let us see. Who is next? Heather, I'm pulling you up. Hello, Heather.
Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I am good.
So I am really struggling.
Okay.
I am such a perfectionist and one of the things that I am struggling with the most is if I didn't check all the boxes, then I give up. Or if I didn't write my plan the night before, then guess I'm not planning for the day. I'm such an all or nothing person, and I know that's my biggest struggle, and I just don't know how to get out of my own way with it. And I say things to myself and do this knowing that I would never tell my daughter or my grandchild,
right,
if they made a mistake, well, there goes your whole day. But I do it to myself, and I cannot get out of my own way with this.
Okay. So when did you join?
January.
Okay. How much weight have you lost?
Since January, I have lost probably 15, but I keep losing and gaining the same, like, 8 pounds. And I lose it, I gain.
I'm a habit tracker. What does your data look like?
Terrible, because the habit tracker stresses me out, because if I don't get 100, if I don't get all of them, then I'm like, fuck it, there goes the whole month.
Do you want to know something?
What?
Nobody, even Corinne, I do not, Kathy, Betsy, none of the community team, Mary Jo, none of us have 100%.
And I know that. And I beat myself up so bad because I should be 100% if I'm committed to this.
If nobody else is 100%, why should you be?
Because I'm a perfectionist who beats myself up all the time.
So everything you do in your whole life is perfect?
Nope. And I beat myself up for that too.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
No, we don't want to do that.
No.
Have you ever completed something and not completed it perfectly?
Yes.
How did that go?
I completed it.
You got kids. Did you say you have kids?
I do. I have 2 adult kids.
And they're like, fine, they're taking care of themselves?
They are.
They're good. Like, you produced some good children?
I did. I
pretty. And you did it perfectly, I'm sure.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, let's see what your circumstance is.
And I do struggle with the modeling. I struggle with this part quite a bit and doing it the right way. I don't know that I really understand it and am doing it.
Well, we'll work through one, and I'll explain it to you, because we have some new people on the call, too, and I'm sure that would be very beneficial to them as well.
Okay.
So your circumstance is checking the boxes.
Yeah. All or nothing thinking, I would say.
Well.
Is that a circumstance, or is that what I think about it?
That's what you think about it.
Hmm.
Checked boxes. Oh, here, not check boxes. We'll do not check boxes. Because that's really what gets your goat, isn't it?
Yes.
When they're not checked. You're good if they're checked. So, okay, there are boxes you did not check. What do you think about that?
That I failed for the day or the month.
Okay.
I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing or what I committed to.
Not doing what I committed to.
Right.
I'm terrible at this. Not doing what I committed to. And you feel like a failure because you keep saying it.
Yes.
You said it several times. Okay. So, you don't check the boxes. You say, I'm not doing what I committed to. You feel like a failure. And then you've already said you give yourself the beat down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you, what, don't plan?
I stop doing everything and go into fuck it eating.
No four basics. You F and E. What else do you do?
I think that's pretty much enough.
Is that good enough for you?
That's what I do. That's exactly what I do.
Is you're not committed to weight loss? Because what did you really commit to doing? What were you, when you joined this membership, you were like, I am committed to what?
Change.
Losing weight, probably.
Yes, losing weight and changing this pattern I constantly find myself in.
Right. You're committed to changing.
Right.
So you are not changing how you did things, how you have always done things. So you're not doing what you committed to. You didn't commit to doing it perfectly. You didn't like, I'm going to join this membership and I'm going to do everything perfectly. That's not even what you committed to.
That's very true.
I'm committed to weight loss and changing my mindset. It didn't say I commit to check all the boxes.
That is true.
I commit to doing it perfectly. That's not what you committed to. You committed to weight loss and changing your mindset.
Yes.
And I'm about to blow your mind. You know what, Corinne, when I first joined, you know what really got me? She said, do you know how you find your negative two? You eat to a negative three. I mean, a positive two, you eat to a positive three. That's how you find it. You blow right past it. And you're like, well, damn, it was three bites back. That's where it was. Now I know.
Back there. Yeah.
It was right behind me. Now I know next time. The whole point of this whole entire membership is to, my accountability group used to call them mistakes. You must make them in order to learn from them.
Yeah. Stop repeating the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah. Because when you commit to, like, I'm going to do it perfectly, and you mess up one time, what is your result? Is that you quit doing everything so it's not perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. So, okay.
What do you want to think about it?
I want to think that
when you don't check a box, what do you want to think about that? Because the circumstance is going to be the same.
I want to think, first off, I don't want to beating myself up is an action. So I want to think that I am trying. And that when I make a mistake, I have, it's so I can learn from it and not do it again.
You could, there's several choices here. Mistakes are how I'm going to lose my weight. Mistakes are the only way that I'm going to get to my goals. I'm willing to keep trying as long as it takes. I'm willing to fail my way to perfection. And by perfection, I mean like being perfectly happy with myself, not doing the planner perfectly.
How do you get past that though, thinking at what point am I finally going to stop? I don't even know what my question is.
At what point are you going to stop beating yourself up all the time?
Well, that would be nice too.
Or at what point are you going to stop trying to be so perfect?
That would be probably the best that would come out of this.
I'm going to tell you when, because there is a light to the end of this tunnel. Whenever you adopt the thought, mistakes are the way that I'm going to lose this weight, mistakes are the way that I'm going to get to my goal, and you don't check a box one day, you're going to think, I'm not doing what I committed to. This is wrong. I'm doing it wrong. This is not right. And you're going to be like, hold the bus here, friend. That's the way I used to think. Now I know this is the way to weight loss. And you just, in your brain, would be like, but it's wrong. No, it's not. This is how I'm doing it now, ladies, in my brain. And you're going to remind yourself. And you know what's going to happen? Your brain's going to still pitch a fit. And you're going to keep saying, no, 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 just watch me. Just watch me. And then you're going to get on the scale with all of your unchecked boxes. And you're going to lose weight. And you're going to be like, see? See, I was right. And you're going to start collecting evidence. And then next week, your brain's going to get a little bit more quiet. It's still going to throw shade at you. You're going to be like, no. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Failure, weight, you know what? Changing your thoughts is not the easiest thing you'll ever do, but it's the best thing you can ever do for yourself. It takes work.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we were talking with Azizi about. You don't just put your shiny new thought in a notebook and close it up.
Oh, I'm so guilty of that.
Yeah.
So guilty of that one.
Take it out. Practice it. It needs to be practiced. It has to be practiced if you want to think it on purpose all the time.
Which I do. I don't want to live like this anymore.
Yeah. Well, you got to practice that new thought.
Okay.
You have to. You have to practice it as many times as you have told yourself it's not perfect, it's not going to work, it's not right, you're not doing it right. You have as many times as you've ever thought that, you have to practice the new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that helpful?
Extremely.
Good. I'm glad. Now go don't check some boxes.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. All righty. Let us see. Deanna, I hope you mean to have your hand raised. Hello? Got you. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
What are we coaching on?
Okay, so I'm new. I joined yesterday.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Aren't you the brave one?
I'm going to get my money's worth.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So my biggest issue is I just need, or wondering what like tricks and tips you have for like dealing with stress. Cause I'm like, I can do really, really good all day. And then, I got to let it out. Or I can do really, really good all week. And then I got to let it out because I'm not managing the stress as it's coming up kind of thing.
Okay. So you have all of it, you know, that's what we've been talking about online. It's coming from a thought somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't handle this. This is too much. I need a break, whatever it is. Are you talking about from life or from your food?
I'm using food to release from my life.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and yeah, I'm right. Definitely.
Right. So whenever you get to the phase two of No BS, uh-huh. you learn all about what we've been doing tonight, about the model and the thought work. So uh-huh. whenever you are, you know, you have a circumstance like at work or at home, wherever it is, and then you think this is too much, I can't handle it, whatever it is, then you have a feeling of stress, right?
Yeah.
Then you do all these things. You eat, you probably beat yourself up. You tell yourself stories about how food's going to solve all of it, but it really isn't. Like all the things.
Yeah.
And then your result is that you can't handle your weight loss. And right. that is how it works. So it's not that you're going to learn how to change your story around food. It does not solve, the stress. You're still stressed. I mean, all the things are still there.
Yeah.
Right? So. Well,
I own an oil company and I work from home with my husband. and then I got a bunch of kids and one has autism and I swear I'm Corinne's like sister. Because she talks, her story is exactly, but she's like my after picture.
She's your after.
And so that's why I wanted to join so bad. And so, yeah, I'm with my husband 24 hours a day. And, you know, I work like 18 hours a day. And so it's really hard to find time to like, decompress, let or sleep even.
You know, but that's what we were talking about earlier, was about, you know, every single time that you like leave a bite, that's your time. That is your time. I mean, that is a minute that you are taking for yourself. When you stop and get your water, that is you taking time for yourself.
Yeah. Because I remember when I was in an office, it would be my going to the coffee machine and going to the vending machine was taking time for myself, but I need to have more better ideas than that kind of thing.
Right. So the stress, it's not the stress that is causing you, you know, you think that all these things are causing you stress.
It's my ability to not react to them.
It's your thoughts about it.
Yeah.
It's your thoughts about it.
Because I'd rather not deal with.
Because there are people who would like, you know, be working with their husband all the time and be like, this is so awesome. I love him so much. And I enjoy this. I so enjoy my time with him. And they wouldn't feel stressed at all.
I don't know who those people are, but okay.
Me neither, but. Or like Corinne with a son with autism.
Yeah.
You know, you have a son with a child with autism. Did you say son?
Yeah.
You have a son with autism. And right. you're stressed. I can promise you, Corinne is not stressed at all over Logan's autism.
I'm not anymore about, it's just,
yeah.
But that process like broke me. I know I'm not, you know, I understand other people have way worse things going on. I get it, whatever. But I always, you know, so that I was unable to deal with that stress that built those patterns that are there.
But it's all about changing what you're thinking. And I mean, I would simply start with, like, as you're starting to go through No BS,
mm-hmm.
okay, I would just start asking myself, like, when you feel yourself being stressed or angry or worried or whatever, a mm-hmm. really good way is just ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Because it's coming from a thought.
Okay.
So as you work through phase one, you're going to learn all about the four basics and all of the, like, all the stuff.
Right.
And then you're going to start learning about your thoughts and feelings and all that kind of stuff and how to identify them. The best gift you can give yourself is to say, what am I thinking? And then ask yourself, could I think something differently?
Okay. Do you find it hard to like trick your mind? Because I always feel like my mind knows what I'm trying to do to trick it.
It's not a trick. Okay. I'm not tricking it at all. I'm intentionally choosing to think something differently. I'm okay. not tricking it.
Okay.
At all. Yeah. And And you'll learn too about what we call ladder thought. So like if your thought is, I need food to relieve stress, mm-hmm. or I need food to relax or whatever it is, you know, I am learning other ways to relax besides food. So you still yeah. kind of keep that thought as your truth, but you just level it up a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So, but really right now, I mean, for, you know, for everybody, there are people who've been in the membership for a long time and still have trouble identifying their thoughts. And the best thing is, you know, just to ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? And what else could I think?
Okay.
Is there anything else I could think?
Like, what are those triggers that lead me to the...
Right. To the- just what else I could think, like about anything. And even... Look, even when you're happy, like if you're having a great time with somebody, like you're laughing and carrying on, that's a good time to even say, what am I thinking right now? Because you're thinking something like, this is so awesome. I'm having the best time. I love being with this person. The thought that you're having is what is creating the joy or fun or whatever. It's not the circumstance.
Yeah.
It's not the person or hanging out with the person. It is whatever you choose to think about that.
That makes sense.
So in good times and in bad times, between now and when you get to the next phase, like really start to identify your thoughts.
Yeah. Because I really feel like that's the whole weight loss is just the byproduct of my whole problem, you know, of the whole system or whatever. And if I
right.
is the disease or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, that's where I would start right now. And then, you know, we'll plug it all into a model. That's a great way to, like, just start getting your brain to working towards, like, you know, what are my thoughts?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All Thank right. you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go. Julianne said, my husband fired me after 2 weeks. My husband, we could not work together. Ever. That would not work out well for either of us at all. Misty. Hello, Misty.
Hold on. Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. Are you there?
I am here.
Ah, so sorry. I didn't think I was going to get pulled on and I took a call.
Oh my gosh.
Here, let me start my video. Okay. So I'm in a situation where I've been doing PMP since, gosh, I think I'm October, September baby, the last one that they had. And I have been struggling with getting back on track since probably February. And I'm at a point right now where I am like, what's, you know, why am I having such a hard time? Why am I struggling? Do I want to keep investing my money into PMP if I'm not even, you know, going to bring myself to the table every day and do my parts? And I don't know. I maybe some guidance. Maybe I should be journaling. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to be honest with you. I haven't done anything for weeks, probably maybe 6 weeks, to be honest.
Why haven't you?
You know, we went on vacation for a couple of days to New Orleans. And, you know, when we came back, I didn't want to get back on plan. I was enjoying, I guess, the freedom of eating whenever I wanted to. I would not get on the scale because I knew I had gained weight from the trip, and I was just I've gotten on the scale since then, like maybe twice, and I have been a bit relaxed because I'm like, okay, well, I'm only up this far, so that's better than what I thought it was going to be, and so then I'm like, okay, well, I won't get back on it again, but then I will make poor choices and overeat. And then I'll be like, okay, well, I can't get back on the scale now because I know I just gained another pound or two off of that. And it's just been a roller coaster. And now, of course, we're dealing with this issue and I'm home. I'm a teacher, so we're out, you know, we're off, but I'm technically in spring break and, you know, dealing with distance learning. And I don't know. I'm just, at a loss right now as to why I'm not putting the effort in. And I don't know if this is something that I just need to journal about myself and decide if whether or not I'm going to do something about this, or if I reach out and if there's some guidance that you might be able to provide for me to get me started.
Yeah. So when you joined, mm-hmm. what were you thinking then?
I was thinking that I needed to figure this out. I needed the mental, you know, the mental ability to figure this out so that I wouldn't have to keep dealing with this roller coaster ride every time I, you know, just like I'm dealing with right now. Like, I'm back up again. I gained all my weight back that I've lost since being on PNP, and I'm right back where I started. And I'm like, ugh, I knew it was going to happen, you know, kind of attitude.
Yeah. So when you have a thought of, so when you first started, you're like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm all in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get off this roller coaster, and I'm going to do all the work, and I'm going to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And then you did all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, see, I knew it wasn't going to work. Why is it not working?
I'm not coming to the table. I'm not.
Yeah, you're not doing the things.
I'm not. Mm-mm. I try, I get up every morning. I finally actually got on my treadmill today and you know, got on and did my 30 minutes. I'm trying to drink all my water right now. Like, I've got my, this is all filled with water. But each day I keep telling myself it's a new day and, you know, give myself grace, and we're, you know, I'm going to do, you know, put one step forward, but something happens, the kid, you know, everybody's home, and I use them as an excuse, and I don't know. I like, okay.
Did you write a plan today?
I did not. I told myself I was going to. I said, well, Missy, you're not going to eat anything until you work out first, because I wanted to get some exercise moving since I haven't been, you know, working outside of the home or anything. So I did that. And then while I was doing that, I was like, okay, I'm going to write up a plan. And I'm all out of my regular, my PNP planner. So I was just going to write it down on a blank piece of paper and just get something going. And I decided, well, you know, I'm going to eat right now because I'm hungry. And then I did.
What time is it where you are?
It is 4:22.
All right. You got a piece of paper?
Yes.
All right. We're making a plan.
Okay.
It's never too late to make a plan.
Okay.
Why fuck up the day when you can take it?
I kept telling myself, but then I was like, well, it's already over with.
No. And it's not over with. There is still food to be had between now and bedtime. There will still be decisions to be made. So what are you going to have? What's next on your food agenda?
I'm going to go to, because I don't even know. See, I've been kind of at that mode.
What is it, Laura, when saving the day is an option? What does Corinne say?
All right. Yes. I'm going to do P.F. Chang's beef and broccoli freezer meal.
Okay.
You have chains. Okay.
What else? Do you need a snack?
No, I shouldn't.
Have you been eating a snack?
Not after dinner. I haven't. No, it's usually from like 3 to 6.
Or well, here we are. Seven. We're in the 3 to 6 window. You might want a snack now.
I already ate my snack.
Okay. Well, then that's good. How much water are you going to drink between now and bedtime?
How much water?
Yeah.
I don't typically drink any water past 7, just because I don't want to get up in the middle
of the night. How much water are you going to drink 4:30 and 7?
I'll drink another 30 ounces.
Okay. Write it down.
All right.
30 ounces through the rest of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, are you going to eat anything else? You need any alcohol on your plan?
No.
What do you think? You're good?
I think, well, okay, I'm going to put down a piece of Lily's chocolate, just because.
There you go.
I got to give myself something just in case, right?
I know. That's completely fine.
Okay.
That's completely fine. You can absolutely do that.
All right. I got my Post-it.
Hey, look, for all of you newbies who do not have planners yet, look what she did. And it works just fine. You don't need a planner. You just need a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So how does that feel to write a plan?
You know, to be honest with you, I feel like, will I do this tomorrow? you know, am I going to bring myself to, I'm nervous, I guess. Like, it feels good. Okay. I finally wrote down my plan. You know, this is a good step, but am I going to do this again tomorrow?
Are you?
Like I said, I get up every morning saying I'm going to.
Right?
Yep.
So what are you thinking about the plan now? About writing a plan?
For tomorrow?
Like in general, writing just a plan. Or for today, what'd you think?
You know, I guess I felt like it didn't really, was it working? If it, you know, was it working enough? And so that was my thought process. Like, is my, you know, if I make the plan or what, you know, I don't know. Cause I felt like I did okay while I was on the plan. And I even would say to people like, oh, you know, just make a plan. It's so easy. It's so dang easy. Why can't you just make a plan? You know,
I'm gonna
here I am you, not making a plan.
Before you went on vacation, were you writing a plan?
Yeah. And I even took my planner on vacation, but I didn't actually use it. I didn't pull it out.
I'm going to tell you something. James Clear in his book, Atomic Habits, I said almost at every call, once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. I'm telling y'all, it's the truth. It's the truth. If the truth has ever been spoken. And since I read that, I will never skip anything 2 days in a row.
Okay.
I might not get my water in today, but by God, I'm going to get it in tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not going to miss 2 days in a row. Ever. 2 days
you start over. Okay.
It's the start of a new habit. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit.
Okay.
Oh, that book is life.
Yeah, I'll have to double check because I want to say I watched
it. It's so good. But that was that is the one quote that I live by that.
Yeah.
I live by that. Oh, I just do.
Yeah. Atomic habit.
Since I read that, it makes so much sense to me. Because you miss something one day and you're like, I forgot it. Shoot.
Yeah.
But then the next day it's like, you're not even in the same pattern anymore.
Yeah.
It's easier every time you miss it to miss it.
That's it.
Yeah. So
it happened.
So whenever you're talking about writing a plan, your thought is it doesn't work or it's not enough. What did you say?
Whenever I write a plan, well, the reason why I'm not writing a plan is I don't believe it's effective.
Right. It's not effective. God, I suck at writing. I just suck at writing.
It is awful.
How do you feel when you think it's not effective?
Disappointed. Okay. Sad.
And then you don't write the plan.
No. Mm-mm. Why bother, right?
Yeah, it's not effective. And then my weight loss is not effective.
I gain weight.
Yeah, it's not effective because you're not writing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I keep telling myself, like, if I write the plan, you know, I know I can go, yeah, I know I don't have to stick to it, but the idea is that if I write a reasonable, you know, solid plan that gives me, you know, some grace in the middle of it, that I'll stick to it, you know, and then I'll start noticing, you know, like, okay, well now, you know, you're eating too much or you're eating too often off plan or, you know, but I don't know.
The whole thing is you're saying it's not effective. It's not effective because it's not written down. And right. But when you wrote it down, it was effective.
Yeah. I do feel like I was more cognizant to, you know, eating. That's where I kind of felt like maybe that's my issue is I feel like I'm tied to it and I don't want to be tied to, eating, you know, I don't want to be tied to how I eat. Is that, I don't know that that's making sense, but.
You're thinking of it as a restriction.
Yeah. I don't want to have to think about food all the time.
Right. But I mean, the whole thing is, that's why you're on this call. Cause you are thinking about food all the time.
All the time.
Why am I not making a plan? I wish I would have made a plan. I hate that I'm not making a plan. You know, what am I going to eat? I should have written a plan. I can't believe I didn't write it all day long thinking about food.
Yeah.
What happened whenever you had a plan?
I stuck to it. I pretty much was like, oh, I don't need it right now.
It's not okay. And like spin off on it all day long.
I just kind of knew what my plan was, and I didn't veer from it. So, I mean, occasionally, obviously, you know, occasionally I'd go off, but you know, as we all do. But for the most part,
so
I was
telling me is now without a plan, you're thinking about food more.
I am definitely beating myself up more. I am beating myself up more. So it's like, as soon as I put something in my mouth, or if I even think about putting something in my mouth, I'm judging myself every time I walk into a kitchen, you know, or if we're on the road and we're thinking about food and I'm judging myself. So, whereas when I wasn't on the plan, when I was on the plan, I wasn't judging myself as much because it was like, I'm on the plan. It's on the plan. It's okay.
Yeah. And it was, you were losing weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this thought, it's not effective. It's just crap. You can throw it away because you know it's effective.
Yeah.
It's not effective because it's not written down.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, in the morning, when you're talking about writing your plan, and your brain is going to say, it's not effective. Well, that's crap. It is, because I've already lost weight doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you tell yourself. Mm-hmm. It's proven effective. I've lost weight already with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at the point where I'm going to have to start all over again.
You're not going to have to start all over again. You have muscle. Your brain remembers stuff. You know, whereas before it probably took you several weeks to get in the habit of writing your plan and like, here's when I'm going to write it and doing all the things. Now it's just a few days. And it'll be like, you know, riding a bike and a horse and all the things that they say. It's so much easier.
Yeah. I wish.
You don't have to collect as many wins to develop a habit.
Okay.
The second time around. So, I mean, all that like starting over bull crap and starting from the bottom. I got to figure the whole thing. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You're already losing weight. Just do what you did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it'll come right back. It's so super easy to do that.
Do you feel like I haven't been listening to any of the PMP stuff? I think it's because I don't want to judge myself, you know, for, oh, you're not going to do it anyway. So why even bother listening to anything? I don't know that I necessarily want to go back to the no BS and start all over with listening to all of that. But is there another?
When is the last time you went through no BS?
The first time I started.
September?
I take that back. I did attempt to go back into it right when she rolled out the newest one, which I think was in January. No, maybe December.
Yeah.
And I almost got through all of it, but then I can't remember what happened, but I didn't finish it. So,
okay. I'm going to give you I want you to do something.
Okay.
For sure.
Can you give me a homework?
Listen to the brand new wait. Oh, Siri's talking to me. I want you to go to the homepage of the website.
Okay.
And go to quick start, weight loss quick start.
Quick start. Okay.
It's the old orientation. It's the very top of the page. You'll see it. Super easy.
Okay.
If she could not have made them any easier, Corinne has dialed in the four basics. Like, these are the steps that you must take to get going.
Okay. Okay.
Like, this is like the bare bones minimum. That's where I would absolutely start. It takes, the videos are like 22 minutes to go through all of them.
Okay.
There's like three or four videos. They're super simple.
All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it today.
Are you on the Facebook?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is your homework, Misty. Okay. I'm writing your name, Dad, your last name and everything. And I'm going to call your little happy tail out. I want you to post your plan in the morning. All right, y'all. Everybody on this call, Misty Ubina.
Yes.
Everybody, we're looking for her plan. She's going to tag me in the morning because she knows it's effective because it's worked.
Okay. So just remember, I'm California coast, guys, so it won't be till 3 hours after.
We'll give you till lunch, Eastern Standard Time.
There you go.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, because it is effective, and tomorrow your brain is gonna say it's not gonna work, it's no big deal, it's not gonna help. Yeah, it does, because when I was following my plan, it was working.
Yeah, and that's what I have to keep telling myself. And I said, okay, I'm gonna give myself a week to, you know, decide whether or not I want to do this. You know, do I want to come to the table and put the work in or not? You know, because I'm at this point, I'm not doing anything. Kathleen, let's do this. She just said, Misty, let's do this. Yeah. All right.
Exactly right. All right.
Look, thank you.
We call it out tomorrow. I have it written down, so it must be going to be true.
Thank you. Bye.
That was fun. That was a fun one. I hope I'm not scaring the newbies. I don't want to do that. I hope I'm not scaring y'all. Mary Ann. Mary Ann. Let's see. I'm going to ask to start your video, Mary Ann. Hello, Marianne.
I started my video. I'm not sure what's going on. There it is.
You'll
have to excuse my background. So,
hear you, Corona. I'm outside.
No, this is, I teach high school. And as you guys know, every teacher in the world has shown up on Zoom.
Yes.
And I am an alumni of Virginia Tech. And
when Virginia
Tech moved all of their students to Zoom, they posted for the alumni and the students a series of Virginia Tech iconic places as Zoom virtual backgrounds. So when I did my conference calls with my students today we were at the duck pond. I'll move. Duck pond with students in their hammocks.
I love that so much.
I didn't realize it would keep coming back up.
Well, it's fine. It makes me feel like we're all outside together. So I'm happy with that. I am thrilled as can be. So, all right. What are we coaching on this fine evening?
Okay. So I need some help with the model. I'm not understanding it.
Okay.
I am an engineer. Probably if I were a kid today, I would be labeled Asperger's.
Okay.
So feelings are not my strong suit.
Mm-hmm.
So when I model things, I typically go, for example, I got an email from a parent. They're not happy. The result I want is I want to solve the problem. The action I need to take is this. And that thought and feeling stuff in the middle, it's just drama.
I have a child with Asperger's tendencies. I got you on this one.
So delve into this, or can I just keep doing the model that I...
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the thought would be, it's going to be easier for you to identify than the feeling.
Yes.
Okay. Probably. And then you probably are not going to have like nuanced feelings.
No, I don't do drama.
No, but I mean, you're going to have like curious, determined, happy, sad, yes. Like big things. It's not going to be like melancholy. You're not going to have a subtle, you won't have subtle feelings, and that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. You can just pick the big ones. Because you do feel, if you're like my child, it's big. I mean, to be happy, you have to be really happy.
Yes, it's at the extremes.
It's very extreme. And that's okay. So you can pick, and you may even have a lot of neutral as a feeling.
Yes.
I'm going to choose to think this. I don't really feel either way about it. And I'm going to do these actions.
A lot of times I'll be like, this is the circumstance. Here's the result I want. Nope, that action won't work. Nope, that action doesn't work. Nope, I play with the actions, but the whole thought and feeling thing kind of leaves me like.
Right. So, well, your result was, I'm going to solve this problem. You know, like a parent called there and they said the things, whatever it is. Your thought is, I'm going to find a solution to this problem.
Exactly.
That was your thought. So you did identify a thought. You just put it in the result line.
Okay.
Right? And then yeah. your feeling would be like determined or whatever it is.
Okay.
Because you're determined to figure out how to solve this problem.
I guess okay. I don't associate that as a feeling because it's like that's just what you do.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Okay. Yeah. So one more question for you. Why are there an intentional and an unintentional model on everyday pages?
Because we have like 60,000 thoughts a day. And okay. normally there is something that we think that we would like to think differently about. And it does not have to be. So for you, you know, if you're like my child, because I'm telling you, I understand this 100%. Things probably just don't bother you. And you probably just do the things because you just do the things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
And it's funny because I will walk my kids through the model. They'll come to me. I failed my physics exam. What grade did you get? I got a 69. So you're telling me that the 69 is the same as a 4. Well, no. So why are you feeling the same failure as a 4? Well, that's dumb. So,
yeah.
Okay, I get it. So I can walk somebody else through it, but it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is what I want you to do. I really want you to think about the thoughts, because you do have the thoughts. The thoughts. If you have Asperger's or you don't have Asperger's, you still have thoughts.
Okay.
Like I shouldn't have done that, or that didn't turn out like I wanted, or. It's probably not going to be she hurt my feelings.
No, very rarely.
Yeah, it won't be that. But there will be things like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or I wish I would have handled that differently. Or I can't believe that I, you know, ate off plan. Whatever it is, it'll be broader thoughts. And it'll be okay. broader feelings. And that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not.
I watch these and I'm like, I don't get this.
You get it. You do get it. You do have the thoughts.
They're just bigger.
They're just a little bit broader.
Okay.
And that's not a problem. And I mean, there's still things that you probably would like to think differently about.
Okay. I'll have to keep thinking on it.
Yeah.
Investigating.
You're so gathering data. To my child. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, Asperger's, especially if you're functional, which you are, my daughter yep. is very well, it served her so well because she's not scared of shit.
No.
I might not can tumble, but I'm going to try it for the cheerleading team. Worst thing they're going to tell me is no. And they, you know, yes. and she didn't care one way or the other. It has served
that her. That is very much me. People yeah. will be like, why were you willing to do that? And I'm like, I survived engineering school. How hard can this be?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
You know, I mean, that's how I live.
Yeah.
You know, I survived 4 years of engineering school. Bring it on.
Yeah. But so your thoughts are going to be a little bit broader and your feelings will be a little bit broader, but that doesn't change the model at all.
Okay.
So you're absolutely on the right track.
Okay. I was just, you know, it's one of those that when you sit back and watch, it's like, wait a minute, what am I doing wrong here?
And the biggest thing for everybody to know is the circumstance does not control your feelings.
Right.
There's a thought there. And a lot of people, like, that's the biggest takeaway from the model is that there is a middle step between what has happened and how you feel.
Correct.
There are some sentences in there that yeah. you can control. And you get that. And like I said, they may be broader and that's fine. But you get that.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Okay.
If you don't feel all the drama and the nuances of the feelings, that's completely fine.
Okay.
You're on the right track.
I don't like drama. It's a waste of time.
Talking to Layla. Like talking to my daughter. Yeah, exactly.
Well, give her a hug for me. It's a fellow person.
No, she didn't want me to hug her either. I have to say, I'm going to hug you right now. Yeah, no hugs. It's
no hugs.
It's like, yeah.
I get it.
She's like, maybe not. I'll be like, I'm going to hug you right now. And she's like, it's my birthday on Sunday. I'm getting a hug. She hates it.
Oh, my goodness. She's not a good Southerner then.
She is not a good Southerner. She's a good Southerner, but she's not a good feeler of feelings. But
I get it.
I know. It's fine. Everybody's different, right?
Okay. Well, thank you much, ma'am.
You've got it figured out.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good evening. Bye.
That's just like talking to my child. How swanny it is. Just like it. It is something else, I'll tell you. All right. So I'm going to answer these. I've got a few Q&A questions to answer, and then we are going to get out of here. Anonymous, I keep snapping at my kids, then I impulsively eat. I feel like I lose control, and then I don't follow plan. Any tips on how I can remind myself not to react? So you are snapping at your kids. So your kids do or say something, and then you're like, they shouldn't have done that. I can't believe they're whatever it is. And then you get frustrated, whatever it is, and then you eat, right? And then you can't believe that you've done that. So it's what we have been, it's what we've kind of been talking about all evening long. Like, you have got to remind yourself, you have got to write about it. You have to remind yourself of how you want to show up in those circumstances. So I want you to think about, there was one thing that Corinne had us doing, well, has us do, still talks to us about doing. And I thought it was like woo-woo crazy, and I did not do it for a long time when I first joined. And it is visualization. And I thought that was like the craziest. I was like, I am not buying. Listen, I'll make a plan. I'm not buying into all that. But I'm going to tell you, it does work. It works like a charm. So what you're going to want to do is imagine yourself in that situation. And your kid's doing something, whatever they're doing, that you're snapping at them for. And then you imagine how you're going to handle that. What do you want? Do you want to take a deep breath? Do you want to, close your eyes for a second? Do you want to walk out of the room? And you just visualize that. What do you want to say to them? How do you want to show up? Right? And you just keep practicing that. You know, they're just kids. Think of some thoughts that you could use. They're just kids. You know, I'm going to just do the best I can right now. I'm going to love them and I'm going to love myself. And then you just keep practicing those thoughts that you want to think. Because that's all that's happened. You have a sentence running through your brain. Makes you feel aggravated. And then you yell at your kids. You yell at your kids and you eat and you do all the things, which does not solve the problem. But really, just sit with it. Like, close your eyes, really, and think about the last time you did it, how you would handle it differently. Right? That's the best way to do it, is just start taking some breaths and just visualize how you're going to handle it next time. And if it's something that you've done for a long time, it's going to take a while. It's like, you know, it's like that habit, right? It doesn't just go away. It has to be practiced. You have to keep evaluating. How did you handle the situation? How do you want to handle it differently next time? And then it'll get easier. Delaine, just ordered the planner today and hope to get it within 2-3 days per the website. Any idea if they're still on schedule since we are under flu watch? As of Sunday or Monday, they are still on schedule. I do not know if they are on schedule. So still, but they were as of a few days ago. But until you get it, if you have a planner, go to the website and print out a few of the planner pages, the 24-hour planner pages. You can go ahead and print those off. And if you do not have a printer, just pull it up on your computer or your phone and just write down, answer the questions on a piece of paper till you get it. But it should be, the last I heard, it was on time. Anonymous. I want to lose weight the way I want to live it. And my future self drinks a glass or two of wine on occasion. However, right now, I am It says ready to quit drinking. I'm thinking not ready to quit drinking. It is not making, oh, you're ready to quit drinking. It is not making me happy and it's getting in the way of my weight loss. Is it reasonable to quit right now until I get my goal weight and then introduce it back in slowly and see what happens? Or is it better for me to try to reduce my drinking over time? I have better success in the past with doing a dry month or months than I have with just planning for one or two drinks. It's up to you. If you're saying it's not making me happy and it's getting in the way of my weight loss, then why would you still choose to have drinks? I mean, that's up to you. But something that is not making me happy and is getting in the way of my weight loss, I don't know that I would continue on with that. I might would let that go for now. I want to lose it the way I'm going to live it. It looks different all the way down because you'll start to level up and do some stuff, right? So you'll start to level up. You'll start to, you know, you'll notice that things start changing and whatever. And whenever I started, y'all, I don't know if you know my story or not, but I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine every day whenever I first found Corinne. And I kept drinking like that for about 30 pounds. And that was the way I was going to live it until I finally decided I wanted to start cutting back. And then only drinking on the weekends is how I choose to live it. I mean, that's the way that I'm going to live it. But, your definition of losing it the way you will live it will change over time, right? Because I was eating all the fried foods. And I mean, when I first started, I was still including a lot of foods that I choose not to include anymore. So you do whatever is right for you right now, whatever you feel like you can commit to, whatever gives you the wins, whatever gives you success. And then it's not written in stone. You can always go back and change and reevaluate what you're doing and decide, you know, how you want to lose your weight. So yeah, you can take it out now or you can leave it in, either one. And then it's not written in stone. Anonymous, what are ladder thoughts? So when you have an unintentional model and an intentional model, the unintentional model is what you're thinking right now. Like, I'll never figure this out. I'll never be able to lose this weight, whatever it is. And then your intentional model is what you want to think. Like, I'm a badass who's losing all of her weight. This program is going to work for me, whatever it is. But you look at that thought and you're like, I don't know. This is too much of a stretch for me. So you have a ladder thought that kind of bridges the gap between the two. So if your unintentional thought, the thought that keeps running through your head, like on autopilot, unintentionally, it just keeps running. If that thought is, I'm never going to get off this last 20 pounds, whatever it is, I'm never going to get off this 20 pounds. Your ladder thought may be, I'm willing to do something today to take me to my weight loss. Not like, I'm all in, I'm gonna lose all this weight, because that's too far of a stretch for you. You can bridge the gap a little bit. You can ladder over to the thought and take little baby steps all along the way so that you can start believing the new thought. That is what a ladder thought is. Misty. Rita mentioned you had talked about a video Corinne posted this morning about quitting. So the video, the quit quitting video, is on Join No BS. It's on the public page where people are going to join. And I don't think I talked about it. I don't remember I talked about it. I've not even seen it. Well, I did watch a few minutes of it. But anyway, it is just for people that are sitting on the fence for joining. There's not like, you know, it's like you keep quitting on yourself and then you need to come and join us. So that is what it is. But you are more than welcome to go over there. The website to join is absolutely stunning. She's had it redone. It looks fabulous. You can 100% go over there and watch anything that you want. It's free. It's for the public. But you can go over there and whatever you want to, you can go look around and see. The success stories video is over there. JoinNoBS.com. So there's some success stories on that page and whatever else. So it's over there, but it's for it's not like there's not any thought work or any of that kind of stuff in there that we have, you know, here. So, yeah. Oh, you got it. There you go, Misty. Oh, here, I'll type in for anybody who is interested. A couple of times, I reset that. Let me see. Oh, I need to go over here. That quote that I had said, how long will you put off what you are capable, if I could type, of doing just to continue what you're comfortable doing. There you go. How long will you put off what you're capable of doing just to continue doing what you're comfortable doing? That was the quote. So I'll leave it up there for a minute. Any other questions before we head out of this place? So tomorrow night, I'll pull up the calendar. Tomorrow night is the Q&A with Corinne, but it will be on the Facebook page. So that is where it will be. If you need it, that is where it shall be. I'm looking up the time. I'm going on the PMT website. Yeah. Joinnobs.com. That's where it is. Here it is. Let's see. I'll tell you what time it is. Y'all don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. Isn't that terrible? It's 6 p.m. Central on the Facebook page. Tomorrow night. So you can go there. It will not be coaching like we have had here. It will be just a Q&A. So you can just ask anything you want to ask. She will answer anything you ask. And that is how it works. All right, y'all. Yeah. I will see y'all in the Facebook, in the tribe. And do not forget Missy Ubina in the morning. We are going to be all about her by lunchtime, Eastern Standard. We're making sure she is writing her plan. All right, y'all. Have a good night.